Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Waiver Wire. My name is James, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Tim. Tim, how are you travelling today?
I'm alright, James. I'm up 5-4 in my fantasy game for the championship. Just thought I'd give a rundown on the state of things right now. Got a busted lip from playing basketball.
some war wounds.
Some war wounds. Can't really speak properly. You may hear that later on in the show when I get a bit tired of speaking, but it's alright, James.
Nervous times ahead for your fantasy playoff team.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the wire.
I can say right now that today was a disaster for the fact that I had Devin Booker on my field and he was a laid out.
Oh,
and I realised at 10:30 a.m. Australian time that he was out. And the Detroit game, who I happened to have Ish Smith waiting on my bench, started at 10:30. So I locked out as I tried to change it.
Disastrous. And Ish Smith had a good one too.
19-3-7.
It would have been handy. But Detroit's irrelevant to us now that they've been knocked out of playoff contention. Anyway, Tim, we're not talking about that classic fantasy rubbish anymore. We've finished with that for the year.
Yeah, it's done for the year.
As was on the last episode, we talked about if you need any updates to win your final, check that last episode out. But we're on to DFS, and just a quick note before we get into it, Tim. As last week was our last fantasy basketball podcast, well, classic fantasy basketball podcast of the year, this week we'll be moving into doing two DFS podcasts a week up until the playoffs.
And then we'll be getting some guests on for some reviews.
We've got some good quality content coming through the playoffs. We'll still be doing DFS updates for playoffs. We'll be breaking down all the matchups and everything, but we're going to get a couple of guests on to do some reviews of teams that have been knocked out, and of course we're going to be talking about, maybe get a couple of guests on to break down the playoffs and who you can target in all your DFS matchups.
You know what, James? I think we might get guests on to... we've already discussed this, but we'll probably be getting someone to preview like an entire series with the games.
On. Break down the games, target matchups and players we can target throughout the series, Tim.
So don't worry. If you think we were going to stop in the off-season, you were completely wrong.
No, we've still got good content to...
The big things are coming now. This is where we start to hit our stride, James.
we're just getting set up, Tim. We've got some big things here. All right, Tim. So I'll kick it off with the unique of the week this week. TJ Warren.
You reckon?
He's quite unique. He was selected today 32%, and that was with Devin Booker out.
Yeah.
So he's not a highly selected player throughout the contest, but that comes at a price because he's not very efficient.
No. He's not very good some nights either.
No, some nights he's quite poor, but the reason I've gone with TJ Warren is his last 2 weeks have been pretty fantastic. Tim, you may not have noticed, he's gone quite under the radar here. He's a cheap price at $10,000 on DraftStars. Handy. There's no... Behind him on the depth chart is just Derek Jones Jr., who also plays backup for Devin Booker at shooting guard. Now, Derek Jones is not going to push either of them out of the starting lineup anytime soon.
Not at all.
And TJ Warren will definitely be playing 35, 36 minutes again. Even more if Booker misses more games. I'm not sure why he was out today, but...
I think they were just giving him a rest.
Yeah, really. Giving him a rest. But, they're giving a lot of players a rest over there in Phoenix. Yeah. Derek Bledsoe and Tyson Chandler, to name a few. But last 2 weeks, Tim, 20.3 points per game, 7.2 rebounds per game, 1.4 assists, 2.2 steals and 1.5 blocks. So he's getting it done on both sides of the floor. Fantastic for DFS.
It's good, you need it.
He's averaging just under 40 points per game over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's all right.
In fantasy, in terms of fantasy points. And as I said, no one behind him in the depth chart, so his job security is 100% there.
He's playing 40 minutes a night.
He's going to play big minutes a night, and he has high usage too. He's one of their best. He's the second leading scorer in the starting lineup behind Devin Booker. You know, now that Bledsoe's out, he's their second leading scorer behind Booker. So the man will take shots. He's not a very good three-point shooter. He doesn't take too many threes either. But he definitely gets to the rack and can score with authority, Tim. So I'd definitely be looking at TJ Warren for a couple of good contests throughout the week. Just a little bit of a point of difference.
How scary is it, James? We're already in March. We're already in late March, almost.
How many weeks have we got to go? Three. 3 weeks.
Yeah. It feels like just the other day we started this podcast. Now we're veterans.
When do we finish? Second, third, last week of... We're in April, you mean, Tim?
Yeah, we're about to be in April.
We're about to be in April. Unbelievable.
When you're listening, this is probably in April.
It's about 2 weeks. I think... So we've got about 3 weeks left in the season. Interesting. We've got a lot of money left to win.
Yeah, the money never stops.
No, man, the money never stops.
Maybe right. Releasing our total wins for the... I couldn't count it.
And a couple of notes, DFS-related notes, not just podcast, waiver wire-related notes. Just a couple of DFS-related notes before we kick off, Tim.
Tyler, yours has copped a price rise. He's the most selected player every day, James. He's good to create more value for other players, but if you need a point of difference, I think you need to look elsewhere.
Yeah, look, since... But when did Bledsoe get shut down? About 2 weeks ago, we announced it on the podcast, I think it was.
2 weeks ago.
I haven't seen a day where he was selected in less than 65% of teams.
Yeah, because he was 5,000.
He was 5,000.
He was the bottom price on DraftStars.
He's now been bumped up to 6,000. So he'll still be...
price hike.
And do you know what he was selected today? 63%. Yeah. It's not going to make too much of a difference. But, yeah, I'd probably be looking... He's good to create value. He's good if... Say if you're looking at a... I don't know, Nick Batum or something. It's good to balance out your value in terms of, like, your backcourt and everything because his higher price and everything. That's all right. But if you're looking really in a sort of... You know, in the tourneys to have a point of difference, I think you really need to look elsewhere, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Same thing can be said for Dario Saric.
Yeah, also very highly selected player.
Still in 60% of teams. He's not performing as well as he was. He's still playing well.
Maybe he's getting a little tired.
That's what happens when you got the whole of Philadelphia on your shoulders.
All right, Tim, another note. Ryan Anderson, Tim, is going to be missing 2 weeks. Now, a lot of people think Ryan Anderson's not that good of a basketball player. He's very important to what Houston does. He's a very good three-point shooter. But if we're looking at DFS, this is going to have a big impact on how the Rockets play and how they set up for the next 2 weeks. So the Rockets are going small. We've seen it already. Eric Gordon played 34 minutes today against the Golden State Warriors. Sorry, 36 minutes against the Golden State Warriors.
What did Ryan Anderson do, just by the way?
Just twisted his ankle when he was trying to take a charge on Boogie. He wasn't really taking a charge. He was just trying to flop and get an offensive foul. And he twisted his ankle. So
that's not good.
Went down like a sack of bricks, mate.
That's not good.
So Eric Gordon and Lou Williams get a big bump over the next 2 weeks. So the Rockets are going to be playing small. So big rebounding centers, who I have mentioned further in the Daily Rundown, Tim, we've talked about against the Rockets. They're definitely very viable options for plays. They're good plays throughout the week. And look, Eric Gordon and Lou Williams are good players too. Just 3-point shooting monsters. Lou Williams scored, 31 points in 26 minutes off the bench the other day. He missed about 2 shots. 8 of 8 from 3. Very handy output from them. From the seventh man of the year candidate, Tim.
Seventh man. Just quietly, if you need boards, put Patrick Beverley in centre. The man can rebound. The man can rebound.
I've talked about him a little bit later in the rundown.
He'll actually be averaging 8 rebounds tonight when...
He will be.
When Ryan Anderson's out.
He will be. Just one more quick note, Tim.
Reggie Jackson has probably... nothing official has come out of Detroit Pistons. Nothing has been said. But Reggie Jackson was in a suit today after his minutes had steadily declined. And what we've heard is that Stan is...
Inside waiver wire sources have revealed.
He actually had a fight with Reggie telling him, we're going to rest you for the rest of the season. And Reggie refused. He said, no, I want to play. And Stan said, Reggie, you're resting. I think it's purely for the fact that they don't want to ruin his trade value any more than it possibly could be. Well, actually, what do you reckon makes it worse? Sitting him for the rest of the season or playing him?
No, playing him. At this point, he's just been pretty terrible. So I think sitting him is probably the best outcome here.
Surely you notice someone when they're playing and you forget about them when they're sitting on the pine. I'm in your media.
Well, I don't think that... To be honest with you, now, we do know a couple of loyal Pistons fans, Tim. And their opinion seems to be that Reggie Jackson will be moved on in the off-season, Tim. Interestingly enough, you know, that's all well and good to say Reggie Jackson will get traded. It's a different thing to find a trade partner for a high usage, low efficiency guard who doesn't do all that too much anyway and is on $20 million a year.
They may be regretting it now because I heard that they actually had a chance with Ricky Rubio for Reggie Jackson. Was that a touted thing? Ricky Rubio and Reggie Jackson in the trade?
Yeah, I saw that. That was interesting. Did they go through... Does Minnesota go through with that anymore?
Well, Ricky Rubio's looked like a completely different player since the All-Star break.
Interesting. It was interesting that Stan Van Gundy was said to be the one who was saying no to all of that.
I think he really likes Reggie. I think that's the problem here. He likes all the players because he is the... What do they call it? President of Operations or something?
Yeah, President of Basketball Operations. He's the GM and the...
He's picked the players.
Yeah,
he's... Unlike in other situations, he's picked the players who was on his rosters.
Yeah, well, he can't complain about a GM giving him a bad roster that doesn't fit his needs. He's the one who selected these players. He's the bloody
GM. And I think there's a couple of problems brewing in Detroit. There's a massive offseason coming for them because after today against Miami. I'm not sure if it's mathematically impossible, but...
It's very unlikely. They've got 9 games left, 8 games left, and they've got to make up about 4.
It's 36 and 38 against 34 and 39, so...
I don't think it's going to work out.
Apart from a massive boil over, I highly doubt it. Well, the Pistons have lost. The Pistons have lost 7 of their last 8.
Yeah, so the
Pistons, and all against bottom basement teams as well.
So the Pistons are on the decline. They're looking at a lottery pick now, and
probably the best thing for them. Really,
they're looking at KCP as a free agent, which they're going to have to max him.
They have to pay him.
Someone's going to give him the max, and they're going to have to match. He's one of the most important players, and he loves being there in Detroit. What that means is you've got two max players in Andre Drummond and KCP, and you've got someone on $20 million in Reggie Jackson, and you're a lottery team. To have over, what? So that ends up being, the max is 25% of your deal, the cap. So you're having nearly three quarters of your salary cap like locked in to three players who aren't that good. It's not an ideal situation in Detroit. I'd be looking next year for your fans. This is a little bit off the DFS track, but if looking for your fantasy, look, have a look at what the Pistons do. It's going to be an absolute.
If you're looking at dynasty leagues, there's a big shift up coming here in Detroit.
Yeah, there's a big shift coming in Detroit.
Anyway, enough of the Pistons. We're here for DFS.
It's up to the rundown, Tim. It's time to get cracking.
The daily.
Let's
rundown.
Get cracking. All right, Tim, I'll kick us off.
We're doing a day shorter, just quietly. We're doing a day shorter because of the new Dash Radio implemented.
We'll be live on Dash Radio next Tuesday. Wednesday.
Central time.
5:30.
Listen from 5:30. Well, listen from the when you get up in the morning till you go to bed at night, because Almighty Baller Radio.
Just good quality. Just quietly. It's just good quality.
Almighty Baller Radio is on from. Is on all day.
It's 24/7, my friend.
It does not stop. Our show is on there sometime.
we're on twice a week, just in case anyone wasn't paying attention. If you haven't been playing along at home,
if you haven't had your bingo cards out, your waiver wire bingo.
We're on twice a week. Wednesdays at 5:30. I've clarified that, Tim. 5:30 Central time. So that's 3:30 Pacific, and what does that end up being?
6:30 Mountain, I think.
No.
Still 5:30 Mountain.
5:30 Mountain, and I think it ends up being 6:30 or 7:30 Eastern. Not sure, too sure how all the time zones work over there in America. I just know what time Houston plays basketball. Anyway, so we're 5:30 on Wednesdays, Tim. Live at 6 a.m. Live, we're doing it live from Australia.
Yep, because it's middle of the night here.
6 a.m. on Saturday mornings. So that'll be the for this season and next season. That'll be the DFS podcast. And rerun in the prime time.
12 p.m. slot.
12 p.m. slot. Prime time, Central. 12 p.m. rerun. Make sure you're checking that out. I hope you're all up at 6 a.m. to listen to us live for the drive into work on a Saturday.
Yeah. If you, see, that didn't really work out today. Anyway, James, enough. Enough. We're going to get to the daily rundown.
All right, the daily rundown, Tim. I'll kick us off on Thursday. So Thursday. All right, let's just rule out one game here. Nets versus Pistons. This is a dead rubber.
Right.
It has no playoff implications. The Nets are going to get the first pick in the lottery, except it's going to end up sent to the Boston Celtics. And the Pistons are, I don't know, look, honestly, they should just start losing so that they get a better pick, because they're not going to make the playoffs. So it's a dead rubber. Look, at interesting enough, I've selected Beno Udrih here, Tim.
You reckon?
Because do you know why? He was not selected in one lineup today. Not one. That's a good point of difference, handy point of difference. He should make value. He's not retarded. He can play basketball. He's probably better than Bobby Portis.
Ish Smith is now a lock.
Ish Smith is a lock, but he'll be like the Tyler Ulis now. He's a little bit more expensive because he comes in around 7,000 on DraftStars. So Ish Smith will be a lock. Ish Smith is a competent basketball player, Tim. I'm interested to see what he can do with this Detroit team as the starting point guard. So, Beno Udrih, Ish Smith, and Jeremy Lin are the only players I would even sniff at.
Sniff?
They're the only ones I'd be sniffing at in that game. But otherwise, I'd probably look. There's a lot of better games on this slate. I'd probably be steering clear. So, stack the Rockets and the Blazers game. Interestingly enough, Tim, we talked about Ryan Anderson and how the Rockets will change how they set up. Yusuf Nurkic here, Tim, is an absolute lock. He went bananas today against the Denver Nuggets.
And ruined my dreams.
Should have traded Jokic, Tim. It's rubbish.
Yeah. just back up, please.
Yusuf Nurkic, absolutely obliterated him today.
I wanted both of them on our team, but it just was never going to work. I'm happy with Jokic. Well, if we lose, I would rather win titles with Jokic than lose one game, four games a year against the Portland Trail Blazers.
You know, Tim, I just like to win games of basketball, if I'm you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's what the Nuggets are going to do, James.
Okay.
When we take the chip.
No, I believe you've made the right decision in getting rid of Nuggets. Anyway, Portland's defense is rubbish. Yeah. It's rubbish.
Yeah, good call.
And the thing is with the Rockets, the trades they made during the trade period, as in Tyler Ennis and KJ McDaniels being sent out for absolutely nothing, means that there is no depth beyond the rotate, like the, you know, the eight player rotation that there is already. So there's a starting lineup, and then there's Eric Gordon, Lou Williams, Nene, Harrell, and Decker.
That's 10.
So today with Harrell missing, Harrell doesn't play if Nene plays, so it's 9, and Ryan Anderson didn't play, so it's an 8-man rotation, and that's left Bobby Brown and whoever they decide to pick up from the D-League, which is like Wiltja, Onuaku and everything. None of them will get game time, even in a blowout, which is the interesting thing with the Rockets. So Eric Gordon and Lou Williams, you can and Patrick Beverley, 100% locked in over 30 minutes. And James Harden, you can 100% count on D'Antoni getting in 36 minutes. Doesn't play more than that unless it's a close game, and won't play less than that ever. So he'll be playing 36 minutes. And you can lock in the Rockets' backcourt, those four players. They'll be playing small, three-guard lineups. There's going to be three-point galore in this game, Tim. Patrick Beverley, as you mentioned before, this is where I'm talking about him, Tim. I reckon he'll be a very important rebounding presence here, because Capella is, you know, is an average, is probably an average rebounder for his size. He's a good rebounder. I'll rephrase that. He's a good rebounder, but his stats are average for his size due to the Rocket system and all the long rebounds and everything. The Rockets are going to be shooting a lot of threes now that they've gone small, which means more long rebounds, more rebounds for Patrick Beverley, more putbacks. Let the little man do his work.
Absolutely. Cool. Lock him in.
And another game on this slate that I'd be stacking, Tim. There's two, you know, there's a lot of poor games on this slate. Cavaliers Bulls, I just don't like. The Cavs have been disastrous the last couple of weeks, Tim. You know who I do like? Yeah, I like Sideshow Bob, Robin Lopez.
Jesse.
Tristan Thompson's a warm body on the field at this point in time. He can't defend.
Why did they sign him to such a big deal? We're gonna stop talking about deals. DFS only.
I've been an advocate. Can I just say I've been an advocate of that for the last 2 years. I could not believe that they gave him the max contract. LeBron James talked him into that. They won a title out of it. Good for him. Not worth it for the next 4 years at all. Robin Lopez, Bulls vs Cavs. I like him. Do like him. Lock him in. He'll be cheap. Good point of difference. Handy. Don't like anyone else from that game, Tim. Maybe Kyrie.
Yeah. Well, what's Rondo gonna do?
LeBron James is too expensive at the 20K. He'll probably dominate. Let's be honest, he'll dominate.
He'll dominate. I reckon that'll be a low-scoring game.
The Cavs, I don't understand. They've scored 75 points again. Who they scored? Against the Spurs. Doesn't look like they're going to be going anywhere this year, Tim. Look out, because the Boston Celtics are the one seed. Has it ever happened before that the one seed's got the first pick in the draft?
Probably not, James. Probably not.
Can you believe that?
They don't need it.
Bloody Brooklyn. Clippers Suns, not interested. Not interested. Tyler Ulis, TJ Warren is a nice pick up there because, as we have mentioned before, the Clippers don't defend the small forward spot well, Tim. Even though Luka Mbamute, their defensive player,
the best defensive player in the league.
Yeah, according to Doc Rivers, he's an idiot. even though he lines up in the small forward slot, Tyler Ulis will get sent back to school. Is probably the term I look by Chris Paul.
Yep.
Chris Paul's going to...
be a good learning experience for him.
I like DeAndre Jordan here, though.
Yeah, because he's going to rebound.
Alan Williams has only been playing 10 minutes the last two games. And, look, neither of them can defend, Alan Williams or Alex Len. So DeAndre Jordan looks primed there. Lakers-Timberwolves, Tim. We talked about this game earlier. I think it was last week these two matched up against each other. We talked Karl-Anthony Towns. We talked Andrew Wiggins. Both of them went absolutely bananas. And we talked Julius Randle. I can't go wrong with advising
again,
the same thing.
Again, go again.
Carl Anthony Towns, who's going to defend him? Mozgov doesn't even play. Tarek Black and Ivica Zubic are not going to stop Carl Anthony Towns. One of the most polished offensive young centres I've ever seen in the NBA, Tim. He's fantastic. Reminds me of a young Hakeem Olajuwon.
The dream.
The dream.
The dream.
That's me. Andrew Wiggins.
If you could dream, Shay.
Andrew Wiggins, proven scorer. Will play 40 minutes a night because that's the Tibbs way. And who's going to stop him again? The Lakers don't play too much defense. They went to overtime, and the score was like 117 last time these two lined up against each other. I'm expecting more of the same.
go again. James, we're on to Saturday.
That's a pretty comprehensive day there, Friday.
We're on to Saturday. Nuggets Hornets is the first game off the block
big,
at 10 a.m.
Big slate, just quietly. Big slate, 11 games.
I don't care about the Nuggets anymore now that we lost to Portland. Our season's over.
Ah, come on, the kick home hard. Just quietly, Charlotte has been rubbish.
Yeah, but they still beat us. They still blew us out last time.
The thing I don't understand is we've talked about them so much as being this good team. They have all these good players. They have Kemba Walker, Nick Batum, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. We love the Hornets. They're about 10 games out of the playoff picture.
Yeah, not 10 games, but they're 32 and 30 odd, I don't know, something like that. But they're not going to make playoffs. No. They're pretty much mathematically out. Frank the Tank is not going to have a good game here.
He's not?
Do you know what? I'm going to Danilo Gallinari. James heard my roast
come
of him before.
Come into his shooting slump.
James heard me roast him today after. If anyone watched the Portland-Denver game, he was terrible. He was absolutely terrible. As Scott Hastings has said, he has problems with his knees. He's had many knee injuries in his career, and he gets a bit scared just coming back from knee injury to bend his knees when he's shooting. So his shot obviously doesn't drop because he's not shooting properly. I reckon Saturday he comes back because he scores a lot from free throws anyway, but I reckon Saturday he comes back. Because what's Marvin Williams going to do? He's supposed to be a defensive, and Michael Gilchrist is supposed to be defensive stoppers. They're not going to stop him.
They're not stopping anyone.
They just foul him, and they'll get sent off. That's it.
And I like Jokic here, Tim. Who can match up on him at the centre slot?
What's Cody Zeller going to do?
Can't match up on him.
Please explain to me what Cody Zeller's going to do.
He's not going
to
do... He's going to do little, Tim.
That's why I reckon Frank the Tank is going to get exposed.
By Gallinari?
No. Frank the Tank's a center, James. He's playing up against Jokic. They'll be... Because Frank the Tank likes to defend. He's probably one of the best center defenders, like perimeter defenders, at the center position, because he's so mobile.
We just love the Tank.
But Jokic is going to pump on him and just drive to the rim and just collapse him. I'm sorry.
All right, Tim. Magic Celtics. I like Vucevic here.
Yeah, Al Horford hasn't been great, and he's allergic to rebounds.
We talk about this every week, Tim. He just doesn't like a rebound.
Achoo!
He just doesn't like a rebound, mate.
Did you see him sneeze the other
That's
day?
That's his allergies acting up.
You see, he actually proved us wrong the other day, and he got
a double-double.
Almost had a triple-double.
But I do like Vucevic here. Vucevic is, even though the Magic have been bad for like the last 5 years or so, they've been bad for longer, Vucevic has always been the shining light. He plays well no matter what the playoff pitcher is and everything. Regardless, Vucevic always puts on a show. Good rebounder, good scorer. I don't think Al Horford can defend him too much, Tim, in the paint.
How exciting would it be if Alfred Payton scored over 25 points against Isaiah Thomas? How exciting would that be?
That would be exciting.
Scores the career high. I would actually be excited for Alfred Payton. Because he can put up rebounds, he can put up assists, but the thing he can't do is score.
He can triple-double here.
Flirt. Flirt, flirt.
Flirt, flirt, flirt. He'll be down in the club, Tim, on a, it's a Saturday night, a Friday night. He'll be down on Friday night, he'll be flirting.
An X-Men flirting. TJ McConnell. Up against the Cavaliers. If he flirts with a triple-double...
I hate this game, Tim.
He flirts with a triple-double, I'll chop my hair off. Oh, I already did.
Yeah, I did that for you, mate.
Yeah,
I just do
avoid.
Not...
Avoid.
Avoid.
Hashtag avoid.
Hashtag avoid.
There's a big cross to that
Tim,
game.
Is Serge Ibaka making his breakout performance against the Pacers?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that this time. Paul George is going to lock him down. I'm sorry. Paul George is going to take him down.
Paul George was quite good today as well, also. I do like Paul George against the Raptors. That seems like a nice matchup for him. He's athletic. He's really athletic and good at getting to the rack, which is something that, you know, Valanciunas is a decent rim protector, but he's not as quick getting to players like Paul George who can just jump over him. So
not someone I don't think we've ever mentioned on the show because we're avid haters of him. Monte Ellis.
Yeah, we hate Monte Ellis.
I think he has a big game.
Do you?
Who on the Raptors bench is going to stop him?
No, this can't stand Monte Ellis.
Yeah, but you have to admit... He's a superb driver. He's probably one of the best drivers in the NBA. And who's going to stop him driving?
Yeah, no, I can agree with you there.
Who in their bench unit is going to stop him driving?
PJ Tucker.
PJ Tucker is a small forward. He's going to be out in the perimeter.
Yeah, but I can agree with you that Monte Ellis is a good driver to the rack. But I can't see him scoring more than... How much does he come in at non-draft stars?
Oh, like 8,000?
I can't see him scoring more than 15 points for the game.
15? Yeah. I reckon he scores 22.
22.
But chucking a couple of rebounds, a couple of assists, a couple of steals, some triples, he's up to 35.
All right, Tim, I'll shave the rest of your head. If he does get there, I'll let you shave my head like yours.
Absolutely. Done deal.
I don't see too many... I think Valanciunas is a nice matchup against Miles Turner, but I don't see too many other exploitable matchups here.
I'm avoiding that. Mm. We're on to the Knicks.
Jeff Teague against Corey Joseph, I do like.
We always say Jeff Teague. Always.
Just... Fuck, Jeff Teague every day, mate.
20, 10 and 10 today.
Oh, I had him in my lineup today. 42 points. Beautiful.
Exactly. It's too easy for you. Knicks Heat.
Interesting one, Tim. Hassan Whiteside. Bang, bang.
Is Melo... Ah, he'll play. That removes Courtney Lee and Justin Holliday's output.
Yep. And Muzingas Kuzminskas?
Oh, something like that.
Whatever you say.
Porzingis hasn't been great recently.
No, he has not, Tim. He's not been great. And, look, I'm looking at Hassan Whiteside to take full advantage here of Willie Hernangómez and Kyle O'Quinn and Porzingis shuffling through the centre spot. I like that matchup for him.
Yeah, he's going to... He's just bigger. He's just a bigger body.
He's just a bigger body, absolutely.
Just a bigger body.
James Johnson also looks intriguing to me here, as the Knicks bench is pretty... It's just not good.
Well, you're about to say pretty not great, but there's no depth whatsoever.
There's Justin Holliday off the bench who's been okay in spurts.
There's Kyle Quinn, but he's too small.
Yeah. Undersized. James Johnson taking on increased ball handling roles. He's playing down the stretch for Miami at this point in time without Deion Waiters. I'd like to lock him in here, Tim.
Yeah. Goran Dragic probably has a good game, but not well enough to put him in your lineups, because I think Derrick Rose would just be too much for him.
Yeah, I do like Derrick Rose this matchup. Goran Dragic is an alright defender, but he's just not good at staying in front of players who are adept at getting to the ring with ease, and that's what Derrick Rose does. He's been posting some pretty good efficiency stats over the past couple of weeks, Tim. I'd be on the lookout at Derrick Rose here.
Kings Pelicans, James. What a matchup.
What goes on here, Tim? I'm intrigued.
We got DeCousins Marcus.
Does DeCousins Marcus play? Does he play 40 minutes and get 400 rebounds? I'm not sure.
Actually, I'm really interested to see.
Corey Stein versus DeMarcus Cousins.
I'm really interested to see how he's received in Sacramento.
Where is this? I do believe it's at Smoothie King.
Yeah,
it's at Smoothie King. So,
if it was, I wanted to see how he was received by
at Golden One Center. Yeah.
I reckon they'd agree, because he didn't want to be traded. It meant a lot to him.
Yeah, he did Sacramento. Like Sacramento.
So, I think he has a big game, because you always have a big game against...
It's your old side. You always want to show up against your old side.
Anthony Davis is just going to stand out of the way. He's going to
stay out of the way. Send him alley-oops his way, mate.
He's going to be, DeMarcus, have a go, son. Fill your boots.
All right, Tim, a couple of games. I don't see too much else that intrigues me from that game, really.
No, that's why we didn't mention it. The nameless players on New Orleans bench.
Now, there's three games here in a row that I just want to dismiss quite quickly. Spurs Thunder for one, dismissed. Juror number one,
class, you're dismissed. Class is dismissed, the bells are rung.
Mavericks Grizzlies, it's lunchtime, mate, go out and play. We don't want to talk to you anymore. And Wizards Jazz, just not a fan.
End of school day, see you later.
Everyone, tell them to go home.
There's no one left.
And Pistons Bucks, Tim.
Almost.
Almost
after school detention.
Except for Giannis, he can come in and play. Come on, Giannis.
Andre Drummond.
Yeah, against John Henson, just too big. Too big, too strong. Well, Greg Monroe, man, lock him in. That'll be interesting. Andre Drummond versus Greg Monroe.
They hate each other.
That will be interesting.
I'm really interested to know if everyone knew that. The reason that Greg Monroe left in free agency was because he hated Andre Drummond. There was genuine... Not just they just didn't not get along.
James Harden, Dwight Howard hate?
Worse. They hated each other. They could not stand each other.
Back the Moose, please. Everyone is back in the Moose.
If you watch highlights of... Well, there weren't no highlights in that season of the Moose's last season at the Pistons. But if you watch a replay of the game, you will see Moose and Drummond do not pass the ball to each other. When they're on the court, they do not high five when something happens. They do not slap, they don't high five. They don't congratulate each other when something happens, and they don't high five each other when they go off the court for each other. They genuinely do not like each other.
I'm excited to see Greg Monroe with the ball in the low block against Andre Drummond.
I'm excited. I reckon Greg Monroe goes big.
All right, now Tim, you've enlightened me. So Giannis and Greg Monroe are absolutely locks here. A lot of early games in this slate. Latest start is 1:30. Rockets Warriors, Tim. We're going to have a discussion here.
I reckon the Warriors blow you out.
Yeah, see, look, Houston went down early today, and they recovered to get it within two, and then just Steph Curry and the brigade of the Warriors made some very tough shots down the stretch just to keep it out of reach. Klay Thompson was good, as predicted. Steph Curry was...
As we said, he'll love it or he'll hate it, and he loved it.
He loved it.
He flourished.
Steph Curry was quite good. Draymond Green was quite good. JaVale McGee was positive was positive in his 6 or 7 minutes that he played in the third quarter. Look, I think it's going to be the same sort of formula for the Warriors, as in Klay Thompson is probably a necessity when they line up against each other again on NBA Friday. And for me, James Harden will want to make a statement. He played well today with the triple-double.
I wouldn't say
he had bloody 10 rebounds in the first quarter. But he was inefficient, but he was trying to force things, and the Warriors' defense was quite good today. The Rockets were struggling to get open looks, and they were 5 of, I think, 23 from 3 or something. 5 of 30 from 3, something like that. I can't remember exactly. Well, it's not good. And Harden was 5 of 20 from the field. Not ideal.
5 of 20. And you said he played good today.
He did play. He played all right. The Rockets just really didn't do too much today. They came back, but they were terrible in the first half. And I think Klay Thompson is probably the pick of the day here. And Clint Capela, who I also told you would be important, double-double today. So I think Clint Capela again. Clint Capela in the pick and roll is just too much. They can't handle him. Harden's passing's too
pinpoint. The gravity.
We'd like to talk about the gravity, Tim. His passing's too good for the Warriors. They can't deal with him. Just too easy points at the basket, Tim.
We're on to NBA Saturday, James. We're nearly halfway through.
We are nearly halfway through the DFS rundown. Lakers-Clippers, Tim, the grudge match.
But the thing here is, James, there's a 5-game slate and 3 of the games before 10 a.m.
A 5:30 a.m. start usually means, since it's, what, 2.5 hours? An hour and a half before the next game. I do think this will be excluded from the rest
of
the slate.
We're not going to do it. It's Lakers-Clippers. What do you need to say?
DeAndre Jordan, Chris Paul.
Blake Griffin. It's the same three. It's the same thing every time this game happens. They get blown out straight away, and then that's it.
Julius Randle's interesting because Clippers' defense has been poor.
Well, after Blake sits after halftime, he might as well be playing on Paul Pierce and stuff. So just have fun.
All right, Tim. Hawks, Bulls. Rajon Rondo, lock.
I actually agree with you, James, for the fact that Dennis Schroeder concedes so many points at the point guard position.
Look how well Tyler Ulis played today. He's not even a good basketball player.
He got his contract because he hit that 3-point game winner.
Against Boston.
That's why he's getting tried. And look, the Hawks are in a bit of trouble right now. They've lost 6 of their last 9, I think it is. And
not good numbers.
Tabo Cephalosha has been out the whole time. Amanda, we're very high on.
Yeah, we are high on Tabo. Tim Hardaway's been poor.
But that's the thing. They put him into the starting lineup. He's not a... He comes on...
He's coming off the bench.
He's a live wire.
He's coming off the bench.
That's where he should be. He comes off the bench and he drops a point.
Not while Cephalosha's.
While he's in the starting lineup and while he's at 10,500, whatever he's in draft size.
Not worth it, yeah.
Avoid. No. Definitely avoid him. From the Bulls, do you know who I'm looking at? From Rajon Rondo, obviously. We're talking about Rajon Rondo.
Who else are you looking at? Don't tell... Please do not say Bobby Portis.
Bobby Portis, James. I'm not good at basketball player. If he gets consistent minutes for the first time in his life, which is probably not going to happen, he can... Paul Millsap's out, James. He'll probably be back by then. But if Bobby Portis comes off the bench, even better. He's coming up against Ersan Ilyasova.
More emphasis on Dwight Howard for me.
More emphasis.
That just placed more emphasis on Dwight Howard to be big on the boards and score the scoring inside the paint. Ersan Ilyasova is, you know... He's inside the game. He's like a big guard, really.
Ilyasova's been poor in the last month. Since he got traded to Atlanta, he's been poor.
He was all right today. Ended up scoring 34 in the draft stars. Not bad. But
yeah, but he's been poor. That's a lie.
The way Ilyasova plays, it's like he's an oversized guard. You know, he makes his runs from outside the three-point line to get to the rack. He never doesn't really face up inside. Doesn't try to look to post up players. So I think Dwight Howard will be put on the block here a couple of games. Very inefficient at it, but that's not an issue in the daily fantasy. And I think Dwight Howard will be cleaning up the boards, Tim. He'll be the garbage man.
So obviously a game we can't agree on, but let's move on to the Magic and the Nets. Probably one of the most disgusting games.
But this is a Vucevic game,
Tim. Oh, absolutely.
This is absolutely a Vucevic game.
Brook Lopez wouldn't know how to play defense if he kicked him in the ass.
Can you believe they wanted 2 first-round picks for Brook Lopez? Oh, bullies.
Then we got 2 first-round picks for Timofey Mozgov, James. What a trade, just quietly.
Steal of the century, mate. Well, what trade. Do you mean? He's on 70 million at bloody the Lakers.
Anyway, Magic Ness. Vucevic, yes. Alfred Payton, yes.
Yes.
Jeremy Lin?
Maybe. Leaning towards yes.
Do you know what I'm looking at? Rondé Hollis-Jefferson.
Yep.
Yep. He's been beasting it on the boards.
He's been fantastic.
And who's the power forward now that...
And Booker.
Aaron Gordon.
And now Trevor Booker's buddy sitting in the pine.
And Aaron Gordon's Orlando Magic. Yeah, he's good. But he doesn't do much.
Yeah.
He's been spending too much time outside the three-point line when he's supposed to be small forward.
When he can't buddy shoot threes anyway.
Terrence Ross appeals to me in this game.
Yes, I do like Terrence Ross. He's been good on the defensive end in the last couple of games for the Orlando Magic.
He got four steals.
Yeah.
Four steals. That's 8 points just there. And he got a block too. That's 10.
Making a count. He's making a count on the defensive end. Some handy points.
That's 10 points right there, and he didn't even go down at the offense. Don't worry about the 20 points he scored.
All right, team, onto the game we're stacking this week.
That's 30 already, plus the rebounds and the assists and the 3 pointers.
No, he had a good game, Terrence Ross. Tim, we're talking about the game we're stacking here, Suns Blazers.
It has to be stacked.
Look, the
two teams are very high in pace.
This will be the fastest paced game. This will be the highest scoring game. Load up on these teams. CJ McCollum, lock. Damian Lillard, lock. Yusuf Nurkic, lock. Look, I'd honestly be making a line from this day. I'd probably be making a lineup with Nikola Vucevic as my center, Rajon Rondo as my point guard, and then just fill it with Suns and Blazers. Yusuf Nurkic at the power forward slot with Dwight Howard.
And I think I'd be going. We have to talk about Kings Timberwolves too.
Do we really need to?
Andrew Wiggins needs to be picked,
and so does Karl Anthony Towns.
Buddy Hield is actually a questionable pick right here.
There's some good power forwards and centers. On this slate, Tim.
Actually, this is something we haven't said just quietly. Darren Collison scored 37 points.
Did he? That went under the radar. He
scored 37 points.
Did they win?
Yeah, they beat Memphis by one.
Good on him. Well done, Sacramento.
He scored 37 of their 91 points.
Dave Yeager, a pay rise.
He's a bloody good coach, isn't he? He's actually a great coach.
When his players stay out of jail, totally awesome.
Darren Collison would probably be my pick at point guard alongside Rajon Rondo. And then you can put CJ McCollum in at your shooting guard.
Can you believe we're picking this late into the season when the Bulls aren't... Oh, they will make the playoffs. No, they won't make the playoffs, the Bulls. Are they 7th?
They're 9th. Pistons are 10th. Heat's 8th. And Pacers 7th.
Yeah, so...
And the Hornets are 11th.
Can you believe this late into the season yet? In the 9th seat, they may... They're one game behind the Heat.
We highly doubt that they'll make it.
Look, can we believe that we're talking about Rajon Rondo as our starting point guard in the DFS lineup?
No, not really. But
get on him. Get on. Give him a go. He's been good. I'm happy. I'm definitely happy to have Rajon Rondo.
Not something we've said much this season.
It's definitely not something we've talked about too often this year.
Anyway, James, you're lacking a bit of excitement right now. So, do you know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
We're going to talk about NBA Sunday.
Where the we big can just, slate. It's a big slate.
We can just immediately discount any game between 3 and 8, and you've got 2 games left. That'll put a bit of excitement in you. it'll be an 8 a.m. lock for draft size. There's 5 games at 8.
Yeah, there's 5 games at 8 a.m.
So, it'll give you 7 games.
Look, we'll have to discuss all these games, Tim. 12 games slate. Monster. It's a monster.
Celtics-Knicks is immediately going to be discounted no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no way it's going to be...
That's a blowout. It's going to be an absolute blowout.
Even if you FanDuel your early starts, doesn't matter. Don't worry about this game.
Don't worry about the early start, mate. Don't worry about it. Hornets-Thunder, I'm also discounting this game, Tim. I'm not keen on it.
I am.
You are? I think Nick Batum is nice. And
I've written a lot about this game.
All right, I'll let you talk.
I've written a lot about this game, actually. I think I talked a little bit about Celtics-Knicks, too. But, as you said, we're going to discount it, so don't worry about it.
No.
Because it's a 12-man slate, a 12-game slate, sorry, we like to look at the mid-price value.
We do like the mid-price value.
So anything between 8,000 and 13,500, I've considered...
That's money for jamming there, Tim.
I've considered mid-price. So, actually, Celtics-Knicks, I said Avery Bradley, just quietly. Fair call?
Yeah, fair call, but otherwise, don't.
And I did say Derrick Rose, too. 27-4-6 his last game against the Pistons. He's coming into some form.
Jeez, for discounting it, we've...
Sorry. Sorry, I'm trying to give people some knowledge. Anyway. Hornets... Just get excited, James.
I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Hornets Thunder, here we go. has to be perennial mid-pricer. Perennial. Do you like that? Perennial mid-pricer. Nick Batum.
Has to be Nick Batum.
Just sneaks in at the 13.4K. Just sneaks underneath.
Who's Victor Oladipo anyway?
Just wait, he's about to come in. Who's going to stop him from doing what he wants?
Victor Oladipo.
Gets mostly defensive rebounds, which isn't Russell Westbrook territory, I can firmly state.
Yeah, offensive rebounds, that's not his territory.
He doesn't go anywhere near an offensive rebound. Can assist and score at will. Oladipo is a solid option here. Probably the only other option on this Thunder team is Westbrook's usage rate is a staggering 43%.
Look, if you've been reading all the MVP articles that have been littered around the interwebs in the last couple of days, that has been a point of contention, that his usage is just off the charts for any MVP.
Home Depot, as I like to call it. Home Depot. I thought arrogance a ripper name, Home Depot. All our American friends will get us. We'll get it. Australian friends.
Maybe not so much. Bunnings Warehouse, mate.
Yeah, it's a Bunnings Warehouse, effectively. It's called Home Depot. So, Oladipo, Home Depot. Anyway, I don't think I really need to explain that, but...
Are they playing at home, too? They are playing at home.
They are playing at home, so Home Depot is at home.
Mm, nice.
Home Depot can play without the ball in his hands, which is needed when you play next to Russell Westbrook.
Absolutely, it is.
So, I reckon he's going to shoot a couple of trays. He's going to have a good game.
All right, Tim, let's look.
Jaspers is a no-go. Yeah. Immediately discounted.
Let's discount these next couple. Let's get the red pen out and put a line through them. So, Jaspers.
Can I just say, they rank 30th and 27th for pace, respectively. We've learned from our good friend Daniel Green that you need to talk about pace, and this is where it comes to your advantage, knowing that they're 30th and 27th, you don't want to go anywhere near this game.
Yeah, see you later. Mavericks Bucks, also two slow-paced teams I'm not liking. Not liking it.
As I just said, James, they tend to be low-scoring affairs. Chris Middleton has not dominated like we thought he would.
No, he's not. He's looking a little underdone, Tim.
Someone pops up every day to help the Bucks. My pick for this day would actually be Greg Monroe.
The Moose.
And the Mavs won't be able to deal with him at all, James. And do you know who else is a sneaky chance?
Who's a sneaky chance?
Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, he's been good the last couple of games.
Dark Horse Rookie of the Year. Also, the other game that we're probably discounting here is Grizzlies-Lakers. It's going to be a blowout, but there is potential for Clarkson and D'Angelo Russell, as they usually play 30 minutes anyway, because the Lakers are in full tank mode right now.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
So, I reckon they'll play their 30 minutes, but the problem here is... The Grizzlies have the 7th ranked defense in the league all season. So if you're picking anyone from this game, you pick one player. You pick one player for this entire day, and that's it. You don't go anywhere near anyone else. You don't go near Tony Allen. You don't go near Marc Gasol. No one near him.
No Marc Gasol.
You pick out a Clarkson, you pick out a D'Angelo Russell, and you pick one of them.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. No, I can agree with you there.
Because there is it's just going to be a blowout, and there's going to be no names. Like Troy Daniels going nuts. Daniels, actually. Blazer killer. Sneaky pick. You know what, James? We're up to Heat Nuggets. And do you know what my pick for the Heat Nuggets is? Ultra Dragic. Ultra Dragic. The Nuggets are catastrophic.
Yeah, they're...
Underlined. Underlined about six
Jimmy
times.
Jimmy Nelson, underlined. He doesn't like the defensive end of the ball, does he?
James, if you're watching my fingers, I'm underlining catastrophic. Catastrophic at conceding fantasy points at the point guard position, no matter who they put out there. Be it Jimmy Nelson... Jamal Murray or third string point guard Emmanuel Mudiay?
Third string?
Just thought I'd chuck that in there.
I can't wait till he gets traded.
Dragic will score 55. Not even joking. Exactly 55. Maybe 55.25 is the max I'm giving him.
So it's either 40. So
55.25.
Can we go down to 54.75?
Yeah, we'll give myself a 0.5 range. 25, 6, and 15 seems about right for me.
That's handy. Definitely a handy output there.
Look, James, he's actually going to get there. He's actually going to get there. Whiteside can be good or bad. Can be good or bad. He's going to be bad. Jokic plays this right. Whiteside should be no match for him when he drags him all around the perimeter. He's going to spend too much time chasing him. He's going to spend so much time chasing Jokic around the perimeter, he's going to be too tired to go back and block anyone.
Danger game.
Danger game. Too bad the Nuggets already bloody lost all their danger games. Morons. Bloody dinner going on. Anyway, that's for another day. It's for another podcast another day. Jokic is probably to be avoided today, on this day, just after I talked him up. Do you know why?
Why?
There's a lot of players, because it's a 12-game slate, James. It's a 12-game slate. There's a lot of cheaper options out there who will probably score similar, because I don't see Jokic going absolutely ballistic this game. He's going to play well, but I don't see him going ballistic, so I think it's time to avoid Jokic in this game. You don't hear me say that very often, James. Take it with a grain of salt.
No, I definitely don't. I'll lock this one into the memory bank.
And do you know who is perfectly suited just after that to talk about it at centre? Your man, Dwight Howard.
Absolutely, Tim. Brook Lopez
take a seat on the pine, mate. Dwight Howard is going to go nuts.
Valued at 12,500, he's going to go ballistic. Brooklyn is trying hard to win games because they simply have no reason to tank, James.
Yeah, but they don't have a reason
to tank. They want to win. They'll be competitive, which is even better. But I think if Dwight's posse suited up for this game under the Hawks banner, they would still win.
And the Harvard boy, Jeremy Lin, too, I think is a good option here.
Yeah, you're just reading my mind, James. Jeremy Lin's actually a good option, too. May want to play well to keep the starting point guard role next season as the youth movement comes through the Nets.
Yep.
Nets actually just quietly play the fastest pace in the league at 103.4.
It's pretty high pace.
So that's usually... If
103 possessions.
Per 100 possessions, really. That's what it means. Which is a bit...
That's not how it works.
It's something like that. But at a usual pace, there would be 100 possessions. They're getting 103. So that's three extra possessions.
Yeah.
That's three extra rebounds, three extra assists, nine extra points if you drop three triples. Look at that. That's something to look out for.
That's how you win games.
Bulls-Pelicans is annoying because the Bulls have the most inconsistent rotation in the league and the New Orleans Pelicans have nameless players on their bench. Name one player on their bench.
We're not going through this again.
Denard's one of units there. Yeah, I did it. He doesn't play. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, inconsistent minutes.
Tim Frazier. I picked him again last week.
Tim Frazier.
I pick him again this week. Too quick for whoever lines up a point. Doesn't matter if it's Rondo, Jerry and Grant, campaign. He's too quick for them.
Just quietly, I don't know why Tim Frazier's been getting DNP CDs for the last 40-odd games.
Couldn't tell you, James. Couldn't tell you. Denzel Valentine is a cheap play if you want to match up with someone who's more expensive.
He's been good once the Bulls have gone into tank mode.
So if you want to pick someone who's up above 13,500 in the next year...
Denzel Valentine's match him with Denzel the Valentine, young boy, yeah.
Rocket Sun. Stack City, bitch.
Stack City.
So it's Rack City.
Stack City, bitch, yeah.
Stack City. Rockets will just shoot triples the entire game. Because they go, as James said, they're going small.
What's wrong with that, mate?
They're just going to shoot triples the entire game. And who from the Suns is going to shut them down? They've shut down all their players.
James Harden loves the Suns.
James, they've shut down too many players, so there's not enough people on the court. They're all sitting on the bench in their suits. They're not going to come out and put a hand up, are they?
They've been shut down, mate.
They've been shut down.
I'm looking forward to the Wizards-Warriors rematch.
James, you just skipped on something that was really important, and I had it really set up for me already.
Okay.
I don't say it often. But James Harden is actually a good big today.
Lock. Is that the key, Tim? Is that the key here turning in the lock?
He doesn't fit mid-price, but you know what?
You know that? Do you remember that thing?
Yeah, I don't think you remember. Yeah, you don't remember. You know, against the New York Knicks, that 50, 15 and 10?
No, what was that? Can you remind me? Refresh my memory?
The 50-point triple-double, James.
Can't say I've ever heard of it.
Yeah. That 50 triple-double thing, he's going to do it again.
Nice, so lock that in. And I'm intrigued by the Wizards-Warriors... match up again, Tim.
James, you're skipping on the memo here. Skipping on the memo. I've got things nicely laid out and written out. You're just skipping. Just be quiet. Wizards Warriors is a potential final matchup, James. Potential finals matchup. Game of the day to watch. Klay Thompson and Bradley Beal are the exact same players, so watching that will be fantastic. They're actually the same. None of the mid prices will have an impact here because there aren't any, apart from Bogdanovic. Golden State's bench isn't the best without KD, meaning that, you know, KD was on the bench, but someone's had to go into the starting lineup and they're trash now, and he's going to look to score. Wall, Beal, and Thompson and Green will all be good, but I don't think they'll meet their value.
Yeah, it'll be pretty difficult to meet value.
Steph Curry's the one for me who'll go nuts.
Steph Curry? I do like Steph Curry.
Steph Curry's the one for me. 76ers, Raptors, Eagles, Valanciunas. Too big, too strong.
Too big, too strong.
Be careful on draft stars. A lot of early games here. Be careful. Make sure you get in your lineups and that up before. And the other game we haven't talked about yet is Pacers Cavaliers. It's going to be very, very interesting. Potential playoff matchup, first round matchup. Has to be a high scoring affair. Jeff Teague will chip in his 2 cents, as will Miles Turner. I have nothing to say about the Cavs because they have no mid price options.
Yeah, I can agree.
J.R. Smith, probably not.
Probably not. No, he's been poor since returning from
surgery. Anyway, we're on to Tim, my favourite.
The
my
big slate. We've got a huge slate here on Tuesday.
My favourite slate of all time.
NBA man. Monday.
James, do you want to count how many games there are on this date?
I can count it on one hand, Tim.
One game. There is one game.
Is this a fixturing error?
I'm not sure, James, but it's the Minnesota Timberwolves versus the Portland Trailblazers. So since there's one day, James, I'm going to... You know what? Out of the kindness of my heart, I made a lineup. Because I didn't have much else to do on this day.
We're not going to go through it because we could be here forever. But we're just gonna run you through.
What do you mean we're not going to go through it? But we're just going to run you through it.
No, we're not going to give you a reason behind each player because it's pretty obvious.
All right. So the main thing you look for when you're doing a one-day lineup is you need to have someone on the court at all time.
Yeah.
you need to have players, you need to have the most amount of people playing at the same time. So having people behind each other is not good because it's just taking points off yourself. So anyway, I had to do it because if you look at both of these teams, they both only have eight player rotations now pretty much. So I've gone with, at the point guard, I've gone with Rubio and CJ McCollum. Obviously two big scorers there. Dunn and Crabb, for the fact that they both play 28 minutes off the bench. So they're the most likely to score big. At small forward, Andrew Wiggins obviously is going to play 40 minutes. Small forward, Alfred Camino, another 28 minutes off the bench. Maurice Harkless is trash, so you don't have to worry about him. At power forward, you got Noah Vonleh, because he's 5,000, so he keeps your price down. And power forward, obviously,
You load up with Carl Anthony
Towns. Obviously, you have Carl Anthony Towns, and you have Yusuf Nurkic as the centre.
Yep.
There you go. Perfect lineup for the day.
That's done. We've sorted you out there for NBA Monday. Tim, now on to the another big slate on NBA Tuesday. This is the last one before we get to our draft episode next week.
Dash episode.
Sorry.
I think we're still talking about draft, mate.
No, we don't talk
about Magic Cavaliers. Magic has been a little better recently, but nah.
But nah. I do like Vucevic, though. This is another Vucevic game. Tristan Thompson, not good.
Hornets Wizards will be weird. If you haven't noticed this before, James, they have a very similar setup of their teams. Wall and Kemba, exactly the same player.
Yeah.
Batum and Beal,
similar
players. Very similar players. Cody Zeller and Marcin Kortat,
similar players.
Very similar players. I think all of these three will cancel each other out, and it's the other options in this matchup.
The tank. Look up.
No, James, not the tank. I've gone with. I've gone with Otto Porter.
Yeah, Otto Porter looks.
Marvin Williams is not the same as him. Otto Porter has my bet here, and Mark Heath versus the defensive stopper of Michael Kidd-Gilchrist will be very, very interesting to watch. For the fact that I think they're both going to do fuck all.
Alright, Tim, so next is Nets 76ers, and we're getting rid of that. We're not liking it.
The as we used to say, the worst matchup in the NBA is now not the worst matchup in the NBA.
Because the 76ers are what?
Half decent.
Third last in the.
Fourth last. Coming in at 12th spot.
You're correct. Are the Magic 14th?
Yeah, they're pretty bad, James.
Yeah, Tim, we're ruling it out. I don't like it. Nets 76ers is. What, 15th versus 12th? Or 11th? 12th. 12th. Definitely 12th. We're ruling them out.
So, Raptors Pacers is a repeat of what we just saw earlier in the week. Seems to be a lot of repeating going on now this time of the season.
Doubling up the schedules here. Just to,
Paul George, as we said, Paul George will beat on Serge Ibaka.
Are we giving Monta Ellis another go, Tim? Are we giving him another go?
James?
See how he played in the first matchup.
We're giving Rodney Stuckey a go. Nah, I'm joking. We're not giving Rodney Stuckey a go. We're giving Fred VanVleet a go. No, we're not giving. Both those players I just mentioned do not pick up.
Jeff Teague, Valanciunas,
and Monta Ellis.
Yeah, that rounds that out pretty easily. Bulls Knicks, Tim.
Jesus Interesting. Christ.
It's odd. I don't know what to do here. I do like Robin Lopez against the Hernan Gomez and O'Quinn.
I like Doug McDermott. Because he's not playing at all.
Rondo versus Derrick Rose will be very interesting.
Actually will. The swap. They did the swap. Have they played each other? Yeah, they would have played each other this season.
They didn't swap.
They did.
Not really.
Rondo.
Rondo came from Dallas.
Yeah, but... Okay, look. Derrick Rose...
Derrick Rose was in New York and now he's... at the Bulls and now he's in New York.
Yeah, okay. Look, just... Like, Derrick Rose has a big game.
Yes, I do like Derrick Rose against Rondo. That's a nice matchup for him.
Bucks Thunder. Because I don't want to talk about anything else in that game, really.
It'll be an interesting one here, Tim, with the Bucks and the Thunder. Giannis does stand out for me, Tim. Too long, too big, too quick, too agile, too athletic. Robertson just isn't a good matchup for him, and I think Giannis takes advantage.
I'm very interested to see how many defensive rebounds Westbrook gets in this game.
Yeah, the Bucks are very good on the boards. And we like the Moose. We do like the Moose. Against Steven Adams.
And Steven Adams has probably had one of his worst years as an NBA player.
Look, in the playoffs he played well, and they were talking about, how Steven Adams is coming on and he's been good.
He's been noticeable.
Do you know why? Because he's been boxing out for Russell Westbrook to get rebounds, Tim.
It ruins his impact on the game.
It does. It ruins. It changes a lot of things of the way the Thunder do things. But back to the game.
I don't like anything on OKC side, to be honest with you, Tim. Russell Westbrook has just negated them all as NBA players. And he's like a, you know, he's like a black hole. He just sucks everything in and steals everything from everyone else. Yeah. I'm not liking the Thunder here. I do like Giannis. I do like Greg Monroe. And I do like Malcolm Brogdon.
Yeah, Brogdon's a good player. He's a good pick. The biggest game of all, Nuggets-Pelicans.
Boogie goes bananas.
I can't believe the Nuggets got blown out by 30 points. It was 25 points against the Pelicans. That's disgraceful without Boogie
Cousins. Yeah, he didn't play last time, so I think Boogie makes up for it this time too. I think he's a big one against Jokic. Jokic and who's been lining up about four? Gallinari.
No, Chandler.
Chandler, sorry. Chandler and Jokic are a bit undersized for DeMarcus Cousins and Anthony Davis, and I think they're going to cause some real problems.
Do you know who I'm actually picking here? Jameer Nelson. Do you know why, James?
Drew Holiday and Tim Frazier can't stop Jameer Nelson.
Jameer Nelson scored 19 points today. When he wants to, the man can score.
The man taps into the fountain of youth.
I reckon Jimmy Nelson's a gun. I think he goes big again today. Goes big on this day. Grizzly Spurs.
Cross it, get the red pen.
If you pick a person from this game, you're not a good draft.
It'll be fun to watch the Gasol brothers go at it, though.
You're not a good DFS player if you pick someone from this game. The pace, 29th and 27th in the league. Don't go near it.
Yep.
Steer clear. Trailblazers, Jazz.
The Jazz.
Salt City Hoops.
Don't like it. Don't like the Jazz.
Yusuf Nurkic versus Rudy Gobert is going to be a matchup to watch. And I'm going to avoid both of them.
Yep, and I'm avoiding everyone else from that game
too. No, we're not.
No, we like Gordon Hayward.
We're going to Damian Lillard.
I like Gordon Hayward here too.
If George Hill doesn't play, we're going to Damian Lillard. We're going full on Damian Lillard.
Well, who started? Boris Diaw and...
Boris Diaw.
He's finished.
Trey Lyles. Look,
the Jazz is struggling with injuries at this point in time, and I think the Trailblazers may be able to take advantage of them here, Tim. Damian Lillard, as you mentioned beforehand, very good pickup here.
Do you reckon they beat him? Do you reckon the Trailblazers get the W?
They're in a good vein, rich vein of form.
They're 12-3 in March.
They're on a tear to make the playoffs and get wiped out by the Warriors. We'll see what happens here.
Which is a dumb decision. They should have tanked and got another seat. They shouldn't have taken the spot of Denver.
Absolutely, they shouldn't have. Mavericks Kings, Tim, are we getting out the red pen?
No, not just yet.
There's a couple of interesting things here.
I'm going full
Scal,
on.
I like Scal.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah?
Because it's his... Do we reckon this is Dirk's last season? Do you reckon he goes around
again?
No, he's
got one more year.
Do you reckon he goes around again? I'd love to see him go around again. I reckon if he wants to prove that he's playing on again, he's going to need to go big in games like this, where he's got a favourable matchup.
He plays better at the power forward next to Noel. So Noel will be in. He'll be... a good matchup against Corey Stein.
As you said, James Scale. He didn't play very much against whoever it was yesterday, but he didn't play much, and he's got 3 points, three rebounds.
So he'll be nice and rested, Tim. That's the way we're going to look at it.
For a big matchup. And we've got Timberwolves Warriors.
Now, we talked about... They played... it would have been about 2 weeks ago, I think, the Timberwolves and the Warriors played against each other. And we were pretty successful with our tips here. Clay Thompson is going to get off the chain here.
Because what's Brandon Rush going to do?
They can't stop. They can't stop a pure shooter like Klay Thompson. And Karl Anthony Towns is too big, too strong. He'll go big, and Andrew Wiggins as well. Doesn't matter if they're down 40 points. These boys will be in until the end of the game, and they'll be scoring. Tim, they'll be trying to get back into it. The Warriors play at a high pace. Minnesota will adapt and play at a high pace. Also, I believe in this sort of game, because it's the Warriors. You know, they control the pace, they control the tempo, they kind of lift others up. And I think Kyrie Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins and Klay Thompson are locks for your lineup in this day. There's a lot of games here, but there's not a lot of, you know, high paced up and down, all guns blazing games. Those teams aren't really playing. So I do like those three players from Timberwolves Warriors.
And that's it, James. That's the daily rundown.
You know, Tim, we nearly bang on an hour here. We're pretty close.
You know what, James? Just a final thing. If you're still listening, message us on Twitter. We're very active on Twitter nowadays. We've been talking with a lot of people. We like to hear your stories. We want to know your stories for the season, how you've gone, what worked for you, what didn't. And if you still haven't tried us out this season and listened to our advice, make sure you listen to our advice.
Yeah, make sure you're always checking back to iTunes and now checking back on Dash Radio, where you can absolutely tune into our show twice a week, Tuesdays at 5:30 Central and Saturdays at 6 and 12 at Central Time also.
This has been another episode from your favourite boys here at the Waiver Wire. I'm Tim. This is James.
Thank you for listening.
We'll see you next week.